And we are back. Here's the beauty of having a studio right here at the Garden Center. And when you got friends who you're talking to, you can invite them into the studio, into the podcast. And so I've got Ken Feld. He's the COO of Tag for Light, Tag for Life. Did I get that right, Ken?
Yes.
Ken Feld. Okay, great. He is going to be here at Waters Garden Center next weekend. That's the 13th. That's next Saturday. He's going to be here for the garden class. And he's got an important new nonprofit he's starting that is just, we fully support. Lisa and I are all on board because you're making a difference. It's called Tag for Life. And you're helping people, you're helping first responders identify how to help people when they're in crisis, when they can't remember what their meds are or what surgeries they've had or what's going on. It's tagged. It's right there. All they got to do is scan it and it just comes up. It's saving lives. So Ken is launching this new thing. It was so important. I invited him up to Prescott to just help our locals know more about Tag for Life. Welcome to the program, Ken Feld.
Ken, thank you very much. And it's a real pleasure to speak with you. Thank you.
So how did you get started with this? Tell us a background on what started this whole Tag for Life thing, and then maybe explain it better than I did to the listeners.
Sure. It all started back in 2020. I was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer and was treated at the Mayo Clinic. And in the course of my treatment, the therapy that I was on destroyed my liver. And my liver was no longer able to process the toxins and the poisons that it's supposed to, which made me a candidate for a liver transplant. And actually, it was one of those things that became necessary to save my life. I wasn't going to die of cancer because that was gone. It was the liver disease and liver that was going to kill me. In October, I actually received my new liver. October 16th, received.
Congratulations. Wow.
Part of that is the realization I'm going to be on meds the rest of my life. For the rest of my life, I'm going to be on anti-rejection medicines and whatnot just to keep my body from rejecting my new organ. And obviously, that's very important to me to have that available in the case that I can't speak for myself. Someone needs to be able to know what's going on with me. Part of the organization at Mayo is we have a post-transplant support group, which I became a member of, and met a gentleman there who had founded Tag for Life a year or so before I met him. And we got together and started talking about where we were going to go as an organization. We had focused with the Mayo Clinic with their transplant patients. And it occurred to us that very quickly that the opportunity was so broad with people who are medically vulnerable, whether it's asthma or allergies or diabetes or whatever medical condition they have, the need for a first responder or somebody to have access to that information could be life-saving. If not life-saving, certainly will decrease the amount of time it takes to get the care someone needs. So I joined Tag for Life as COO and have worked since January with Ben and the rest of the organization. And we're all liver transplant patients.
Wow.
So the whole company is either a combination of cancer survivors and liver transplant recipients. We formed Tag for Life to now spread out the education as well as the medical IDs that are needed to the medically vulnerable and socially disadvantaged people in our community.
Now, I can see this as being way more than just transplant folks. I mean, I've had my mother live with me. I don't even know what my wife's medications are. They always ask your medications, what vitamins, what surgeries. I can't even remember my own, much less the milligrams or brand. I don't know.
That's a great, and I'll share with you two stories. After my transplant, my sister came as one of my caregivers because it's a liver transplant is a pretty serious surgery, and you need help for the first couple of weeks. When she was taking care of me, we were discussing the medical IDs and my need for one for the rest of my life. And she was thinking, well, she was just recently in a little car accident in Lake Tahoe. And when the paramedics got there, she forgot to tell them that she was allergic to insects.
Ouch.
Wow. Something as simple as that. And she goes, you need one, but I need to get one.
Yeah.
Because I completely forgot with all the adrenaline going and the chaos and worrying about my car. The paramedics asked her if she was okay. Yeah. Is there anything you're allergic to? No. And then after the fact realized that had something been wrong and they weren't aware of her allergy to insects, it could have been really catastrophic.
Yeah.
The other thing that really resonated with me was my mother-in-law lives with me. And if something were to happen, the cat trips her or she falls or slips and the paramedics show up and they go, okay, Ken, what do we have? I would say, well, her name's Maria Sorna. She's about 85 years old.
Yeah. Wow.
She's had a heart valve transplant, 2 knee replacements, and that's it.
Yeah.
I don't know her doctors. I don't know her prescriptions. I don't know her. I don't know anything. And if my wife's not available, my mother-in-law doesn't know either, because my wife is the one that takes care of all that.
Yeah.
And it occurred to me, it's like, are you serious?
Back to life right there. I can see travel. Prescott's a travel town. So if you're overseas and you need help at a clinic in South Korea, Japan, or London, and you walk in going, I got this skin thing right here. They're going to tell us your medical. Oh, I don't, that's at home. All I have are these in my overnight bag. Tag for life. What is a tag? What is that? What is that ID thing? What you're going to be handing some of these out next week.
Correct.
What is that? What do people look for?
We have one thing is a wallet card that has a QR code that when scanned, a first responder or anybody, you yourself can scan your own card and it pulls up your profile.
You see, you had a website landing page. It goes, here it is. Boom, for Ken Feld.
And that is your emergency contacts.
Brilliant.
Vital information, your prescriptions, your doctors, whatever. It's your profile. So you control the data. Unlike the older style of medical tags, IDs, which are the clunky metal engraved bracelets that really nobody would like to wear if you're allergic to insects or whatever. I would not wear one, even though I would have to wear one, right?
Yeah.
I wouldn't like it. So the first ID that we offer and we provide to the community is the wallet card. And it's interesting. I can't share it over the video, but when I left Mayo, which is really kind of interesting, was $1 million surgery kit for my transplant. I left there with a business card type of identification that said, this person has had either a pancreas, liver, lung, kidney, or other organ transplant. If I am in the emergency room, please call Mayo. And I'm like, are you kidding me?
Wow. Oh my gosh.
This is the best you can do. And I'm supposed to keep this in my wallet for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
And we just realized that there's that real need for this in the community, not just for us, but for over 100 million people in this country have some sort of acute medical condition.
Yeah.
Where this could be extremely valuable.
I mean, not just acute. I'm thinking we just had some health workers, no, aid workers in Gaza hurt, killed, or missionaries, or just traveling abroad or with friends on a cruise, and you get sick, you can go to the cruise doctor and go, hey, here's my ID. So there's a business card I want to give. We're down to 1 minute. I want to give you time to promote where to look at that. And then what time you're going to be here at the Garden Center next week. Just the last minute's all yours. Go for it.
And then we also have the sport bands, it's a neoprene, really nice looking sports band that nobody ever recognized, but it has the insignia that first responders see.
Yeah.
And they know when they flip it over.
QR code?
There's the QR code.
Oh, yes, love it. That's great. So where do people go? And then when are you going to be here next week? So April 13th.
Correct. We'll be there all day. So from the time you open till the time you throw us out,
right?
We're going to be registering and giving the community the ID cards, and there's no cost. We are a nonprofit organization, so we rely on donations and the people get involved with us.
If folks want to donate, where do they donate at?
Well, we do have a website at tagforlife.org. And then we'll be available, of course, next Saturday to accept donations if anybody is there and wants to help us out.
That's awesome. I appreciate you being here. This is we're out of time, but this is very important, I think, for the community. And you'll be here at Waters Garden Center next Saturday, the 13th, all day. Come get your free medical ID at Waters Garden from Tag for Life. Tag4life.org. Donate, respond, learn more. Ken Feld, thanks for being a friend and doing such important work.
Ken, thank you very much.
Bye.